Masechet Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, until Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. The focus of the first Perek is what one needs to put at the entranceway of a Mavoi, which is a street where courtyards open up into, and the Mavoi then opens to a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain. And we had a discussion a couple of Mishnahs ago as to what one needs to put at the entranceway of the Mavoi as a reminder for people not to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. According to Beit Shammai, you need a lechi and a koira, a vertical post on the side, and a horizontal beam at the top. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, you need one or the other. And then we also had Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you need two posts, but not a beam. And the truth is, although until now we have explained that the purpose of the beams and the posts on the side are as a reminder not to carry in the Rishus HaRabim, there are those who learn that the beams and the posts do serve another purpose as well. Or at least the posts do, and that is that they serve to make a mechitza, a partition, so that we view that side as if it's filled with a wall. Now, whatever the reason may be, the Mishnah tells us that L'chayayin she'omru, the side posts which the Chachamim talked about in the previous couple of Mishnayos, gov hanasar tfachim, their height must be at least 10 tfachim high. So the posts don't necessarily need to reach the top of the Mavoi, they do need to be at least 10 tfachim high, so that A, they are recognizable, and B, they serve as a real partition, as a real part of a wall, if that is the purpose of the lechi. But when it comes to v'rochbon v'ovyon, their width and their thickness, kol shehu, any amount is sufficient, because as long as it is at least 10 tefachim high, it is considered recognizable and a good reminder. Rabbi Yossi says, v'rochbon shesh tefachim, their width has to be at least 3 tefachim, because in order to consider this thing part of a wall, for it to be considered a mechitza, it can't just be a very thin pole. It has to be at least 3 tefachim wide, so that it can be viewed as a mechitza, as part of a wall.